Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study titled Animal Sacrifice in the Millennium. This is part two of two.
Another prophet was Zechariah. Zechariah 14:16, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and what? To keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And verse 17, and it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. So you've got to come up and offer sacrifice. And if you don't, you get a drought.
Wow.
Verse 18, and if the family of Egypt, it's something about Egypt, he kind of points them out, makes them the example in these prophecies. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague. So if a drought isn't enough to get you up there, there'll be a plague. Wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to the Feast of Tabernacles. Verse 19, this shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In verse 20, in that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Verse 21, read it with me. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts, and all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seed therein, and in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. Zero in on this. You're going to offer sacrifice if you're here on the millennium. Now, we will be in a glorified state, but these people who are mortal, still in their mortal state, and they'll take those pots that are holy, and then they'll take them home and use them and bring them back. It's an amazing, it's just the little details, you know, of what's coming in the millennium. You want to see something neat? King Solomon fired Abiathar as high priest. How many of you knew that?
I was wondering what you would say to President Obama.
You're fired.
I wanted a video clip just to show what it was like for Abiathar to be fired. So there you go. It's coming soon. Look, 1 Kings 2:27 says, so Solomon thrust out Abiathar from being priest unto the Lord, that he might fulfill the word of the Lord, which he spake concerning the house of Eli and Shiloh. Now, so what happened? Verse 35, King Solomon hired Zadok as high priest. Now, some of you may not pay attention. Some of you, I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands. You may not even bother to read through 1 Kings. But I want to tell you, I read through 1 Kings once, twice, and just kind of gave up on figuring out what that was all about. And then one day, I realized there's a reason why God gave us this information. In verse 35, and the king put Benaiah, this is talking about Solomon, the son of Jehoiada in his room over the host, and Zadok the priest did the king put in the room of Abiathar. So he hired Zadok. Then you fast forward and guess the priesthood in the millennium. Sons of Zadok. You go to Ezekiel 43:19, and thou shalt give to the priests, the Levites, that be of the seed of Zadok, which approach unto me, to minister unto me, saith the Lord God, a young bullock for a sin offering. So there's that offering sacrifices at the millennial temple again, and guess who's doing it? The sons of Zadok.
Their sons are still around today,
then. Yes.
They'll be part of the last group.
Yes. And that, when you're reading back in Kings, may not have meant anything to you. But now the next time you go through 1 Kings, I remember why we're told this. Sometimes we read things in the Bible and it seems like useless information. And then suddenly, the Holy Spirit later on say, hey, psst, psst. You're like, what am I supposed to see something here? What is it? And then, boom, you lay it on you.
Wow.
You're like, oh, wow. That's what it is. You're going to meet these guys.
Amen.
You're going to see them in action. And why is there a Zadokian priesthood in the millennial temple? There's a reason why God did this. Abiathar, he fired because he was unfaithful. And he hired the sons of Zadok because Zadok was faithful.
Wow.
You and your life affect those around you. Your offspring and those you have some kind of influence on. How you live affects people. And it was the faithfulness of Zadok. In Ezekiel 48:11, it says, "It shall be for the priests that are sanctified of the sons of Zadok, which have kept my charge, which went not astray when the children of Israel went astray, as the Levites went astray." We've read about how Esau lost his birthright, you know. We've seen these stories over and over in Scripture where people give up their blessing. The Levites lost their place in that kingdom temple, and God appointed the sons of Zadok. And it's because of the question of faithfulness. You notice it didn't say anything about talent. It didn't say anything about how, you know, like they had some special skill or anything. One word: faithfulness.
Wow.
Christians today are hurting themselves and hurting those around them because of their unwillingness to be faithful.
Wow.
And you can begin today to be faithful, and that's all you got to do is be faithful. And you will be rewarded greatly for it. Even if you've messed up in the past, start today and be faithful.
Amen.
The priesthood of Zadok will offer blood sacrifice. See, we talked about that blood sacrifice. And then when you read about the priesthood in Ezekiel 43:18, says, "And he said unto me, Son of man, thus saith the Lord God, these are the ordinances of the altar in the day when they shall make it to offer burnt offerings thereon and to sprinkle blood thereon."
Wow.
Going to happen. These millennial blood sacrifices are never said to be for sin. They appear to serve as a memorial.
Wow.
It's just, let me tell you something. Here's an accusation. Someone will say, "That's blasphemous. Jesus' blood shed paid for all sin." Well, if it's blasphemous to offer a blood sacrifice as a covering, then that would mean all the Old Testament sacrifices were blasphemous because they didn't pay for sin either. But see, they were picturing something in the future. These will picture and confirm something of the past.
Wow.
They're not going to pay for sin. But they're a memorial. And that's what we do with our body and blood of Jesus in the bread and the wine. This is communion. This is my... Take, eat this bread. This is my body. Drink ye all of it. This is my blood. We're not offering a sacrifice for sin. And that's what the Mass in the Roman Catholic Church, they claim it's a sacrifice. And that actually helps pay for sin. No, no, no. That is blasphemy. But if you do that in remembrance of me, as Jesus said, memorial. And that's what's going to happen here. And that's Hebrews 10:3 points to these sacrifices, whether Old Testament or millennial. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. Remembrance. Jesus died once for all.
Amen.
There's no other sacrifice. In verse 10, "By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all."
Amen.
There is no other sacrifice. So it would appear that the millennial sacrifices are performed not to be salvation, but because of salvation.
Wow.
See? Amen. Just like you sacrifice and work for the Lord not to be saved, but because you are saved.
Amen.
And that's the way these sacrifices in the millennium work.
I thought he did that. He was doing that in the kingdom, was to tell these humans that grow up in an era where Satan is in the pit, that sin is a bloody business.
Yeah, that's what it, absolutely.
And it is a constant reminder how lucky they are where they are.
Yeah.
That blood wasn't shed by them.
Yeah.
By those animals.
Yeah.
Bloody business.
Amen. That's part of the memorial. Amen. That's it.
Amen. Thank you.
That's what it's all about. See, we don't need reminded. We're going to be in a glorified state. But those people who are in the millennium, who are still in a mortal condition, they will need reminded of the wages of sin. The wages of sin is death. And there's animals, just as in the Old Testament, so in the millennium, and in the death of Jesus Christ, the wages of sin is death. But only one sacrifice paid for those sins.
Hallelujah.
And that's the one of Jesus Christ on the cross, shedding His blood. And again, that's why it's so important not to buy into this nonsense about the blood not being important, that it's all about His death. Yes, He had to die, but He had to shed His blood.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And it wasn't corruptible, it wasn't human, it was divine.
Hallelujah.
Blood.
Amen.
Shed for the sins of the whole world, not just the elect.
Amen.
And any who will call on Him shall be saved.
Amen.
And I hope and pray everybody in this room knows that you're saved.
Amen.
And that you're going to be a part of this millennial temple and kingdom service that we have ahead for us. We're going to rule and reign with Him. And it'll be because of what He did. So none of us are going to be bumping each other and say, yeah, you know, look what I did. No, we're all going to be about the one on the throne.
Yeah.
Amen. It's all going to be about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And you think about all the problems we have in this world, almost all, I can say all, but the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
And that love of money is itself rooted in self and pride. And we're going to be in a heavenly family where there is no more self and pride. There is no more cutthroat dog-eat-dog to try to outdo each other.
Amen.
And we've talked about this. It's just a picture of the real world. You ever watch? How many of you have not watched Andy Griffith? And how many episodes in Andy Griffith is about somebody trying to get up on somebody else? And the one of the last episodes we watched was Goober going around one of his old buddies. And his old buddy lied about being an engineer and vice president of the company. And Goober felt bad because he only owned one little shop. So he lied and said he owned a whole chain of stores. And the only honest person in the room was Opie. And Opie said, well, I didn't know you owned a whole chain. I thought you only owned one. And Goober's like, oh. So he was going to go home all droopy and all this. And then on the way home, they stopped to get gas. And Andy went over to get him a soda pop. And he looks over, and there's the guy who claimed to be the vice president of a company under a car, greasy from working under a car. And he said, Goob, come over here. And he said, look. And Goob looked. And he says, you want to go over and say hi? And Goober said, nah, I don't think I will. It might embarrass him. And Andy looked to him. He says, you know what? You don't have to worry about trying to be a big man. You are one.
Amen.
But you know what? That attitude, I just couldn't help but watch it thinking, that's going to be heaven. None of us are going to be out there trying to outdo each other and pushing each other around and putting people down. Trying to make yourself feel better and look better in front of other people. All that stuff is over. Isn't heaven going to be wonderful?
Amen.
And then you read what we read tonight and what we've been studying, and you see it's not just a fluffy thing, you know, pie in the sky. It's real. And there's details in that book about what we're about to experience. I'm excited about it, folks. We're all going to be together.
Amen.
I'm going to see you in that kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
I'm just going to yell over at Tom and say, hey, Tom, ain't this...
hair.
He got 4 head of hair. Ain't this something? Tom said, oh, it's something. Ain't it?
Amen.
John going to be working for the Lord and not have to worry about his shift being messed up? Because all that stuff I'm talking about. That's what's caused it. Yeah. All day shift. Amen. Amen. God is good. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you. It's exciting. I just love to talk about you and about what you've told us about our future. Jesus, we just love you.
Amen.
We're so thankful that you have saved us. And we look forward to being in those glorified bodies and being like you, seeing you as you are in your glorified state. And we're just going to be so full of thanksgiving and praise, just shouting your glory. And then we're going to witness it in your return, in your kingdom, and then when you finally put to death sin and death itself and cast those things and hell into the lake of fire. And then we can't even imagine what's after that. We just give you all praise, honor, and glory even now in our condition that we're in right now. Saved, but still so imperfect. But in your eyes, made perfect by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Any questions? I didn't go too long tonight. Yes, yeah, Stephen?
Okay. The Bible says that everybody's supposed to, like, the nation was supposed to come up and sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, will they do that by representation, or is just everybody supposed to make a pilgrimage?
It sounds like it'll be the leaders of those countries.
Okay.
That'll kind of like
a delegation.
Yeah, like ambassadors and.
Okay. So kind of like we send somebody off to the United Nations.
Yeah.
Might have been even something like when Queen of Sheba visited Solomon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say it's a lot of.
Yeah, it won't be the whole country, and yet though the people of the nations will, but we're not given details like, you know, what order. I'm sure there'll be, you know, order and everything.
Do the Jews send evangelists to the various nations from Israel leaving and then go to them and be evangelists, setting up temples there?
Yeah, it appears that because it says that the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord.
Because I thought that's what we were going to do.
That's the original plan, was for Israel to do that.
Right, to send evangelists to the world.
Uh-huh. And they, in their failure, the church has had the honor of doing it now for 2,000 years. Mm-hmm. But I believe you're right, because during the millennium, I don't believe our mission will be to preach anymore. So. Yeah, Mariah?
What? I just wanted to know if there's a name for Christians who follow Peter's teachings over Paul's.
Those are Catholics?
Yeah, the Catholic Church is basically the church that claims Peter, that
usurper, the first apostle.
Okay. Just someone who might like have a preference over. I wasn't sure if there was a
No, there's some who, because they don't rightly divide, then they follow Judea. They go too far into the Judaism aspect and all that. But that's the Hebrew roots. Some of the Messianic groups, not all of them. Yes, Steve.
Okay, just another one. Okay, so there will be the Christians today will be in glorified bodies who are ruling over the millennial people who were then alive through the tribulation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and all their offspring and all that.
And then all their stuff. But nobody's going to die.
Yeah, there'll be people die if they rebel, if they sin, yeah. Rebel. Yeah, or do something willfully stupid.
It seems like the age goes back to what it was in the early.
Yeah, before. Yeah. The pre-flood, you know, Methuselah, 969 years old thing comes back.
Speaking of the flood, Noah's a terrible.
Yeah, Charlie watched that movie. How many of you did bother to see that Noah movie? I'm telling you, I watched it because I got it for free, and I watched it. It was ridiculous.
Do it as a
Yeah. Yeah. It's awful. You got to see it for free too, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was like a work thing or something.
I didn't even take my family to the dollar theater.
Yeah.
Thank you. for solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.